From its beginnings, Pacifica has followed the development of the burgeoning civil rights movement in the American South, a movement that Reverend Ralph Abernathy, addressing a meeting in Nashville, characterized as Freedom Road.
A few weeks ago, I was in San Francisco, and I walked the picket line in front of Woolworth store, and my heart was made to bleed as I saw Negroes crossing the line, going into Woolworths only to buy popcorn and ice cream candy. And I said, no force in the world can free a people like this unless they are determined to win their own freedom. Some of you may have heard me say this, for I've told this over and over again. It was a true story. It happened to me in Montgomery. A cop drove up beside me and looked down in my car after having stopped me at my physique. He said to me, all right, get out, chubby. And I looked up at him and I said, my name isn't a chubby. And then he proceeded to curse me out and said, I don't care what your name is. And I looked up at him again and said, now, I don't care what your name is either. Not as long as I can see that number on your badge. Then he said to me, don't you get smart with me. And I said, don't you get smart with me. Because the same law that says I must respect you as an officer of the law says that you must respect me as a citizen of the law. And I helped to make that law, because I'm one of the registrars of the state of Alabama. He didn't know what I was talking about. I meant that I'm a registered voter. And then he began to scratch his head and he looked down at me and said to me, well, sure enough, tell me, who is you? And once I had identified myself, he said, oh, Reverend, I'm so sorry I stopped you. I'm so sorry I stopped you. You just go right on about your business. I guess you on your way to a prayer meeting. Here he has stopped me, cursed me out, embarrassed me, called me out of my name, and now he discovers that I'm a minister, a leader in the movement in Montgomery. And now he wants to extend me a special handout and tells me to go on to my prayer meeting. If I wasn't in this sophisticated Methodist church, I'd tell you what I said. Nobody special, and I'm not looking for any special favors. For too long, we have been invited downtown. The big Baptist preacher, the Methodist bishop, the Negro undertaker, and one or two other Negroes. Downtown in the Chamber of Commerce in a hotel somewhere. And they serve us tea and cookies. And the Negroes have eaten all the cookies and drank up all the tea. And the white men have said, we wouldn't mind giving you this integration if all of the Negroes were like you. But you are different from the rest of the Negroes. And as soon as the Negroes finish all the cookies and the tea, they leave the meeting with their chest stuck out, saying to themselves, you know we are different from the rest of the Negroes. The time has passed for us to sell our people out for a cup of tea and a cookie. What we really want is freedom in America. I get you children is to walk on in the faith. knowing that you'll never walk alone. Know that world opinion today is on your side. All over the world, men and women are looking to America, and they see what America is doing here. Know that the Constitution of the United States is on your side. I say to you, walk together, children. Don't you get weary, for there's a great camp meeting in the promised land.